Levi, all yours. Thanks so much.
My name is, and today I'm still a very proud and grateful recovery member of Cocaine Anonymous. Is there any other Yaddicks in this Zoom? Woo! Get up there then, mate. I'm definitely in the right place. I want to thank Matt G for asking me to come and share, and the committee for having me on. You know, it is an absolute privilege and a honour to come and share, you know, and give something back to Cocaine Anonymous, because Cocaine Anonymous has given me so much back in my life, mate, and it's a pleasure to do this stuff, you know. When I get asked to do service, I don't even think about it. I just say, yes, when is it, where is it, you know, and we don't think twice. I was told never to refuse service, you know, and I've been all over the UK, and it is a pleasure to do so, you know. I've come to share my experience, strength and hope, how I've recovered from a seamlessly hopeless state of the mind and the body. I've been restored to sanity and I've had a complete psychic change as a result of getting a sponsor who was armed with the facts about himself and about this illness, getting myself a copy of the big blue book of Alcoholics Anonymous, going through the 12 steps, getting connected to a power greater than myself, having a spiritual awakening as a result of that, and then helping the others to do the same as I was helped, mate, you know. It tells me in the book to share what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, you know. And I just want to talk quickly about fear, you know, because before I come into Cocaine Anonymous, I never thought I had any fear, you know. I've got a little bit of fear about sharing today because I've had a terrifying stutter since I've been a little boy, mate. And before I come into the rooms and before I was through the steps, I could hardly speak, you know. I'd be burr, 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 whir, 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 whir. I couldn't talk. So I've always got a bit of fear around speaking, you know. And, you know, I'm a Romany gypsy, a travelling boy, born and bred. And, you know, where we come from, mate, you don't show fear, you know. It's known as a weakness, you know. And I had a lot of amateur fights as a boxer when I was a schoolboy. I won national titles, boxed for like England. I didn't care what drug dealer I robbed, and I didn't care what move I made to get a few quid, you know. And when my sponsor was taking me through the work and he said, you're selfish and self-centered to the core, well, I knew that because when I was in rehab, I'd done my step three and it was all about self-will. And he said, you're driven by 100 forms of fear. I said, what? Forms of fear, mate? He said, this is a fear-based illness. And you know what? I thought, what a cheeky cunt. And I wanted to punch him straight in the mouth because that's how I reacted when I felt fear. I wanted to attack, you know. And I thought about when I went into my first meeting and it went all around the room at the start saying such and such, like I'm an addict, blah, blah, blah. And it come round to, it was about to get round to me. And I thought, you know what? And I felt that fear and anxiety, mate, right on me. And I thought, you know what? I can't go through with this. And then I went in the toilets and I hid in there, mate. I thought I was, yeah, and who I prided myself on for having no fear. I was in the toilets like a little boy, scared, mate. And then it went round, I thought, yeah, I can come out now. You know, I was told fear can mean two things, mate. F-E-A-R, fuck everything and run, like I've always done in the past, or face everything and recover, mate. And that's what I do today. When I feel fear around it, mate, I ask God to remove it from me and I ask it to be replaced by faith. And I want to talk a little bit about gratitude. Who's got gratitude on this Zoom? I've got loads of gratitude, mate. I've got heaps of gratitude. Do you know what I've got so much gratitude for? Because I used to hate everything in my life, mate. I hated everyone. I hated myself. And I wasn't happy with fuck all in my life. You know, I'm grateful that I'm alive, mate, you know, because a lot of my close friends and close family have died from this illness, mate. You know, it's a killer disease, what we suffer from. I'm grateful that I'm clean and sober, because I never, ever thought I would be, mate. Never. And I'm grateful that I've got the grace of God in my life today, that I know that I know about the illness, what I suffer with, and I'm grateful with everything in my life, you know. I do a gratitude list every morning as part of my morning routine. 10 things I'm grateful for, 5 things I'm grateful what I'm not doing today. Gratitude is the attitude. I was told very early on, mate, a grateful alcoholic addict will never have to use, mate. And that's how I roll today, you know. Like I said, I'm a Romany gypsy, a travelling boy, you know, and I've had that stammer all my life. And she said, you've had it since a little boy, she said. And when you used to start to stammer, your daddy would go, get up, what's ever up with you? And give me a little flick up the ear or something like that, you know. And I think that's where that fear, like, come from. It always gave me that fear around speaking, you know. With respect and morals, you know, called everyone aunt, like uncle, and treated everyone with respect. That's the way I was raised, you know. I was raised on that stuff. And I left school quite, like, early, you know. A lot of travelling boys do. They leave school, like, early to go to work with their dad to learn how to earn a few quid, you know. And I left school about 10, 11 year old, and I used to box, and my dad and me was very, very close, you know. He used to come with me boxing, and I'd go with him to work, you know. He bought and sold trucks like I do now, and he bought and sold like horses, and we'd go to all the horse fairs, and wherever he was, I was like his shadow, you know. I never left his side. And we used to race the horses, the horse and carts on the road. Ain't you ever been in a traffic jam before on like a normal road, or on a dual carriageway on a Sunday morning, and there's a load of traffic on there, and you're thinking, oh, I don't know where all this traffic's come from. There's no roadworks or not anything like that on this road. And then you're in it, and then you come by, and it's someone on a horse and cart, and you think, them bloody gypsies, mate. Well, that's us. So anyway, we was getting an horse ready for a race, and I used to go with my dad to jog the horses, and we've come back place, and I was always on this horse and cart with my dad. And that particular day, he said to me, Levi, just run in and get the shampoo. He said, and we use that new shampoo and we wash the horse out. So I got off the cart, and he went down to the stables at the back, and there was another horse riding me on the outdoor school, and my dad's horse went into a bolt. And he couldn't hold the horse back, couldn't stop it. And there's a set of breeze blocks on the right-hand side. And the cart hit the breeze blocks and catapulted him head first into a barn brick wall, you know. And he died as a result of that from a blood clot 3 days afterwards, you know. And I was 13 at the time, you know, and it absolutely destroyed my life, mate, you know. Oldest of 4 kids. I've got a younger brother than me, and I've got 2 younger sisters. And my youngest sister was only a 6-month-old baby in arms, and they was all distraught, crying. Oh, and I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, well, you know what, Levi? You're the man of the house now, mate. You know what I mean? You've got to shape up. You know what I mean? And I try to be strong for all of them, you know, and I never really did. Me dad, and we had the funeral and such and such. So I come to the age of 14, and I took me a driving test. Yeah, I was on the road driving, going to work. You know, I was a man before me time, with a lot of like older boys than me, like 18, 19 year old, and they took me underneath their wing because my dad was a very well respected man in the traveling community, and they looked after me, you know. And these was boys who had like reputations and things like that. And they said, you know what, Levi, why don't you come with us next week? We're going to a rave. We're going to Stearns, mate. So come. Now, I never really knew like anything about drugs. I've heard about drugs. I think Graham Gill was on at the time, Just Say No, and like Zamo and all that. So we walked in the club like that, and everyone's in there, mate, and they're dancing, and they've got these glow sticks around their necks, whistles in their mouth. Their chins is going left, right, and centre, and their eyeballs are like saucers. And I'm looking at them, I'm looking at the fucking state of them, mate, right? Had a little dance and that, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, I fell asleep on the seat, so 6 o'clock come round. They nudge me, I mean, get up, boy, come, we're going to go back now. So all on the way home, I'm thinking, sure what them boys think about me, mate. Well, I fell asleep in the club. I've made myself look a right dope. Because I'm a master of knowing what someone thinks. I'm a, like a Tony J. I can see him on screen now. I know exactly what you're thinking now, mate. Mate, we keep it between me and you. But I advise you to ring your sponsor. Lively. So anyway, I'm thinking all that week, sure, right? But little did I know, since I've come into the rooms of the vid, I never felt part of, you know? I felt, you know what I'm trying to say, because you've obviously felt the same way as me. And, you know, the boys rung me in the week, they said, we're going back to Stearns, mate. Do you want to come? I said, yeah, I'll come. And all that week, I'm thinking, I'm not going to do drugs. I'm not going to do drugs. Yeah, I was still, like, boxing at the time, and I had a fight, like, lined up in about a month's time. So we've gone in the club like that, and boom, boom. I thought, I'm not going to do it, not going to do it. And the boys walked up to me and said, Levi, do you want a pill? I said, I'd fucking love one, mate. Yeah, and I took that pill. And I come up on that pill and I started to rush, mate, yeah? I felt a feeling of euphoria, mate, yeah? I felt a confidence, you know? I was up on the stage, mate. I had the glow sticks. I had the whistle in my mouth. Whistle, posse, blow. Hold tight, left, right. I was flat out, Javi, right? I was going up to the birds in the club. All right, babe, how are you? My name's Levi. What do you want to drink? That stammer was, I was more stammering, but in my eyes, I was speaking like a fucking lawyer, mate. And what that E tablet done for me, it removed that fear, mate. It was a fear remover. It gave me that sense of ease and comfort, like what I never felt before in my life, mate. It done for me what I couldn't do for myself. And I was in that club, and you know what? It made me forget about everything. It made me forget about my dad and all like a few other things that was going on. And I thought, you know what, mate? I want to do this for the rest of my life. And then, you know, the progression, as it says, gets worse, mate. It's a progressive illness, what we've got. And, you know, I used to go in the clubs. And I'm going on about, we're going back like 1990, 1991. And I know what you're thinking, all the ladies online. You don't look that old. Well, thank you very much. So anyway, we're in there, and I'm on about the pills are strong, mate. You know what I mean? And I'll be doing like 5-6 pills, you know what I mean? And the boys would be on like 1 or 2 pills, and they'd be twisted. And they'd be like, how many have you done, Levi? I said, I'm rocking on 6, brother. And they go, oh, my God, mate, you know. And I just thought it was, like, a big thing because I could do that, like, a mount. And I just used to think to myself, they're only lightweights, mate. You know what I mean? They can't handle it like you, Tabby. And, you know, drink, you know, I used to drink. When I used to go to, like, parties and that, I used to drink. And before I come into the rooms, I never knew what blackout was. I thought it was, like, when you drunk yourself to sleep sort of thing. But I'd go to, like, weddings and parties and that, big events what, like, Travellers has put on, and I'd get drunk, and I'd go into black blackout. And when I went into a blackout, I want to start to fight everyone. I'd be a complete nuisance. I'd smash the place up. I used to cause ructions, right? But I never knew what happened, right? And the next day, I'll get a phone call from my pals. I say, all right, Levi, how are you? I said, I'm good, mate. They said, I said, good night last night, mate. They said, what? Good night. Do you know what you've done, mate? And they'd tell me what I'd done, mate. And that horror, shame, guilt and remorse would be right on me. I thought, oh my God, what have I done? You know, and that was blackout, mate. And, you know, cocaine, you know, I used to use cocaine with the boys and that. And they'd rack it up like on a CD case and that. And I'd always have to have the first line every time. And there'd be murders. I'm doing the first one. I'm doing it. And what I'd do mine. And I'd go across their ones as well. And they'd be like, Levi, what are you doing, mate? You're right, greedy, a bastard. And that's what I thought I was. I just thought I was greedy. From the age of 17, the consequences started to show. So I thought, you know what I'll do, mate? I'll get myself married to my childhood sweetheart. I'd have a child, stop the old drugs and that, put my head down, and yeah, and a few quid. And, you know, do you think that worked? Well, if it did, I wouldn't be here sharing now, mate, you know? I had a child, I got my head down, earned a few quid, was still using through that, you know, and then I was getting about with a few like other boys, you know, and they were smoking crack, you know, and smoking gear. And we used to have a little touch and it'd be a treat. We'd have a little smoke and that. And you know what? And I used to see the people like addicted to this stuff. And I thought I'd never get like them, mate. You know what I mean? I can control it, you know. And it was like a weekly thing. And then it was don't, like a row, you know. And I soon got addicted to that. Now, your war stories, yeah, how I'd done drugs, what I'd done, and all that, yeah. But we've all got them, and we all know how to drink and drug, or we wouldn't be here, you know. But I can tell you what I tried to do to stop these drugs. You know, I can write a book as thick as that blue book, mate, on the ways and means what I tried. You know, I went to detox when I was 22 years old. I was on 80 mil of methadone, smoking a tenth of gear and a tenth of brown a day. That never worked. You know, I went into a place called Detox 5. I got put to sleep for 5 days. I had no traction implants to stop the effect of heroin, you know. I was still smoking gear on those implants. I was on Subutex strips, methadone strips, going to drug clinics, counselling. I tried and nothing worked. And years, I had a young boy. He was born like a premature, and we stayed in the hospital till he was allowed out, and I lost him at 3 months old, you know, as well. Now, I'm not saying that to make anyone try and feel sorry for me, because I've felt sorry for myself all my life, mate, you know. That was my justification to using and drinking, you know. I use that excuse all my life. Poor me, poor. Rack me up a line, chuck me on the pipe, boot me a line, mate. You know what I mean? It was my excuse. So that went on for 20-odd years, you know, and in the end, I went to a 12-step rehab, and it introduced me into the rooms, you know. And I went to one meeting, or I went to another couple of fellowships, you know. I went into one meeting, and I introduced myself as a drug addict, you know, and I was smoked heroin and crack for 25 years, you know. And they looked at me like they was going to kill me, right? I thought to myself, cool, mate, I'm lucky to get out of that place alive, you know. Then I went to another fellowship, you know, and one bird was sharing about how she was like 2 years in. She was on a step four and moaning, shouting back for about 10 minutes time, how her washing machine broke down, how depressed she was. But she never used that day, you know. And I thought to myself, well, why don't you fucking use her, mate? It might liven you up a bit. But I was really sick at the time, do you know what I mean? And I'm not running down those other fellowships, don't get me wrong, because they save lives, the same as us. And then I come into the rooms of Cocaine Anonymous, mate, you know. Everyone was smiling, everyone was happy, you know. And I hear the people say, oh, I can't remember my first chair. Well, I remember exactly who it was, mate. It was Ricky from Luton, mate. And he shared, mate, and I straight away, you know, and he said how we got clean and how his life had changed as a result of this stuff. And that man gave me hope, mate, you know. And I heard all the readings and that there, and I thought, you know what, mate, CA, this is the one for me. So I left there, I come back, a friend of mine, Matthew, invited me to the Shepherd and Knight Friday meeting, read the black bits. If you want a good, powerful, solution-based meeting, 8 o'clock on a Friday night, you're always welcome to join us. And he was 6 years at the time. He said, my brother Will is getting his 10-year chip tonight, mate. He's 10 years clean. I thought, wow. He said, why don't you come? I said, I'd love to. So got in there. The meeting was packed, right? But I got in there, and there was people who I've known in there, not seen for years, all my life. And they was all multiple years clean and sober, mate. You know, Matthew was there, he was 6 years. A child was there. I think he was 4 years at the time, you know. And I used to work with him years ago, and I was all in there. And I was on fire with the stuff. Now, you can tell me that something works, yeah? But I'm a right disbelieving cunt, yeah? I've got to see it with my own eyes. And I see it in there that it worked, mate. They was rocking on with this stuff. They was on fire with this stuff. And Will took the meeting that night, and one of his sponsors done the chair. His sponsor was 2 years at the time, and he was in tears, sharing, saying how this man, Will, had saved his life and what he'd done and all that. I thought, wow, mate, powerful stuff. And then Will started to share back. Now, Will had a stammer like me. He was quite shy like me when I was younger, and he started to share back, mate. And I was set right at the back of the sick one, sit at the back. Well, I was set right up the side of Charlie B, and he's really sick. So anyway, Will started to share back, mate, and his stammer was gone, mate. He was speaking with confidence and passion about this program, you know. And he said, if you're new, mate, you've struck gold, mate, yeah. The solution is on the offer in this room tonight, you know. You never have to drink and use again as long as you put the action in, mate, and do this stuff. I thought, wow, mate. He told me I could have a wife beyond my wildest dreams. Oh, no. Sorry, I made a mistake. He said I could have a life beyond my wildest dreams, mate. I've already got a wife beyond my wildest dreams. She's been my main sponsor for 26 years. I can't get shot of her, can I? So anyway, mate, I asked that man to sponsor me, you know, and we went through that work, mate. And he spoke about a spiritual malady. I thought to myself, never heard of that song, mate, before. He said, no, mate, it's not a song. You are restless, you are irritable, and you're discontent. Well, I told you I left school at 10. Them words in that book, I never understood, but he broke every word down to me in layman's terms. He said, you're pissed off, you're bored, and you're fucking ungrateful. You're happy with fuck all in your life. That hole in your soul, what you've had. I said, mate, that's me, you know. He spoke of the mental obsession, what I had. He spoke of a physical allergy, that I have an abnormal reaction to drinking drugs. When I put one inside of me, it sets off a phenomenon of craving, and I can't stop, mate. I don't know where when I'll stop, where I'll end up, or what I'll do. And that man told me right then there what was wrong with me, mate. Because all my life, I used to look at myself in the... Hey, Levi, what the fuck is wrong with you, mate? My wife would say, Levi, why can't you stop? What's up with you? My kids would say, Dad, please stop. You're going to die, mate. Yeah? But I never knew, mate. And that man told me right there and then what was wrong with me. Done with this stuff, mate. I've done over 100 meetings in 90 days. You know, I got round the people who I was on about, mate. I got round them. I learned about this stuff, you know. We go to Unity Days, conventions, meetings all over, you know. And when I first come into recovery, I thought, you know what, mate, life's over now. I ain't really going to have no, like, fun in that now. But you know what, mate, I've had more fun in recovery than I've ever had in all my life, mate. You know, we go out, we have food. The unity's great, mate, you know. It's a beautiful thing. We go to conventions. We get in the sober raves, mate. You know, years ago when I used to go to the raves, I used to rock the old two-step. But now I'm in recovery. I'm 12-stepping, mate, you know. And my life has changed as a result of this stuff, mate. Not only have I recovered, mate, my family has recovered as a result of it, mate. They've got peace of mind, mate. My wife has not got my kids in the car driving around pubs or crack houses trying to find where I'm at, mate. They're not ringing up police stations, hospitals, because that's what happens, mate. When I get on it, mate, I'm gone, yeah? I don't give a fuck. I'm selfish and self-centred to the core, mate, but it's not like that today, mate, you know? I cannot explain what Cocaine Anonymous has done for me and done for my family's life, mate. It's beautiful, you know? Still go to 5 meetings a week now, you know. I remember saying to my sponsor when I was like really like early in, I come out of a meeting one night, I spoke to myself, I never really got a lot out of that meeting, mate. He said, hold on, mate. He said, you've got it all wrong. He said, it's not what you take from a meeting, it's what you bring to a meeting, mate. It's what you bring to it. And that's what I do, mate. I bring hope to a meeting. I try and give someone new, a newcomer in that room, a bit of hope that this is possible, mate, yeah? Because I wouldn't help no one, mate. I wouldn't help you across the road unless there was something in it for me, mate. But I've had that complete psychic change, you know? My thinking is not the same as it was. If I look back at the old Levi to what I am now, mate, I've got to pinch myself, yeah? I've been reborn thanks to this stuff, mate. I've been brought back to life, mate, you know. And, you know, the daily reprieve, what I got, you know. Every day. I don't do it here, there and everywhere. I do it every day, mate, you know. I get up in the mornings. I meditate. You know, I pray. I write that gratitude list, you know. I ring newcomers in the daytime. I reach out, mate, and speak with them. And I do a nightly inventory every night. Not now and again. I do it every night, mate. And then before I go to bed, I thank God and sober day, mate. No, I think I'm running out on a little bit of time. You know, I could speak for weeks about this stuff, mate, because I love me a new lease of life. You know, I want to speak about my kids, you know. My two, like, older kids, to them, let them down all their lives. They was ashamed of me, you know. Their dad was a heroin and crack addict, mate, yeah. They've been ashamed of me all my life, yeah. But since I've been in recovery, I've become a granddad, mate, yeah. My girl had a little boy and she named it after my dad and my son, yeah. And I was present for that birth, mate, because I used to hear people say to me, the best day of my life was when my kids was born. Relate, because I was always using, and what drinking drugs, it took away my emotions and my feelings, you know. But I was present. This stuff, mate, he's never got to see me drinking news, yeah? And I just want to read you a little text what Miguel sent me. Made now. It's so lovely. Thank you. I love you. I don't say it enough, but I'm so proud of how far you have come. It's unbelievable. I'm so happy inside. Now you're a proper dad. So proud of you. Everyone is. Have a nice time. Love you loads, Dad. That's beyond my wildest dreams, mate. Yeah, money can't buy it. Yeah. Money cannot buy this program. It's on offer today, mate, and it's free. You know, jump on board, mate. Jump on board with this stuff. And I will leave it on this, you know. Step one, we were powerless, you know, we were. We're not now. I keep hearing it in meetings all the time. I'm powerless, I'm powerless. I'm not, mate. Today, no way, Jose. I've got loads of power. I've got heaps of power. Do you know what I've got so much of it for? Because I'm connected to a power greater than myself, mate. And how do I keep all this power, what I've got? I hear you all asking. Well, that's easy, mate. I'll give it away to other people, mate. As freely as it was given to me, I give away, mate. And watching people get their lives back, mate. The first sponsor I took for the 12 steps, he took me round his house afterwards, mate, right? And I see his wife and his little kids, mate. And she had a tear in her eye, mate. She was crying, saying, thank you, what you've done for us, mate. And I looked at them little children and I thought, mate, if he does this stuff, they've not got to go through what my kids went through, mate. Yeah? It's better than any drink and drug, the buzz of it, mate, and doing something like that than I've ever had in my life, mate. Taking someone through this work, yeah? Watching their eyes light up, yeah? It's a beautiful stuff, mate, you know? If you've been through the 12 steps and you're not, you don't know what you are missing out on. On there, mate, yeah? My name's Levi Jan. I'm still a very grateful, recovered addict. God bless you all. Thanks for letting me share.
Whoop! Thanks, Levi! Whoa.
Amazing, man. Fucking fire. Well done, Levi. Amazing.
Thanks a million, Levi. Really.